Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One of our coworkers is being tried for crimes against sports fan manatee. And Sean Morash will act as the trial lawyer. Let me set it up for you.
Keyword manatee.
Manatee, yeah. Mm. I had heard this story vaguely before by our coworker, Chris Big Mac McMonagle. Something along the lines of him coaching his son's flag football team and them being the Eagles. Yesterday, while listening to my dear friends, Craig Carton and Chris Big Mac McMonagle, a caller called up and said, "Hey, Big Mac, you're a fraud. You chant Fly Eagles Fly and you ran to the store to buy Kelly Green Eagle jerseys for your kids."
No.
Here is Big Mac's quick defense on yesterday's show regarding those allegations.
2 years ago, my oldest son was the Eagles. This year, my younger son was the Eagles.
So what do you say that's inaccurate?
That I have them go Eagles or that I went out
and bought. It would seem that's what you would do if you're coaching the Eagles.
No, we don't say anything
Come
Eagles.
On, kids, let's go.
No. Eagles. I wouldn't even do that. And the idea that I went out and bought nothing but Kelly color green.
Well,
I wore the jersey that they provided for the coaches.
Was it an NFL Play 60 jersey?
Yeah, it's like one
so
of those.
So it's a green one.
And it says Eagles on it.
It says Eagles on it.
Yes.
And you got to wear it.
Yes.
And you did.
I did.
Proudly.
Yes.
Loved it.
I'm coaching
family
my son's
picture.
Team, yes.
So, Sean, the floor is yours. And by the way, we have invited Big Mac. He is here. He may be busy. He has a chance to defend himself. So far, I haven't seen him. And the rumor is he has no defense. So he's just going to let Sean abuse him. And then obviously Tiki and I will decide. But I haven't seen Big Mac. So my assumption is he knows this is... Oh, he's walking in. Hey, Big Mac, how's it going, pal?
What's up, children?
Don't talk about me without me in the building.
If you're watching on YouTube, Chris is wearing Eagles Midnight Black.
All right, Big Mac, sit down. Before you defend yourself, because you deserve a right to a fair trial, Sean is the trial lawyer. He would like to prosecute you right now for the information that we just laid out based on the interactions yesterday on the Carton Show with Big Mac, Chris McMonagle. Go ahead.
All right, so there's a couple things at play here. Number one, I could totally sympathize with the idea that, hey, your kid plays for a team, you want to support him, yada, yada, yada. But Chris is a terrible father. A terrible coach to his father, to his kid, because here's the deal. When you sign up for this football flag football league and it's sponsored by NFL Play 60, you go in there and say, hey, listen, I'd really like to volunteer, help out, coach, but on one condition. I cannot be the Cowboys. I cannot be the Eagles. You want to reach an extended hand, say I'll be the Jets. Maybe you'll live with that. That's just for starters. Then, when you get past that, if the league still screws you over, and I'm assuming Chris did that because what Giant fan wouldn't do that, once they hand you the Eagles equipment, you have to make a pretty, I think, fair decision, which is, I'm not going to rob this opportunity from my kid. He's going to play, but he is not to say let's go Eagles at any point, and we are going to go rogue to the league. We are not calling ourselves the Eagles. They could put that in the standings. They could put that on the schedule. We are renaming ourselves something else with the color green. And lastly, when I hear there, I cringe. I cringe when I hear this. They handed whatever the coach's jersey is. I must have missed the last 7 weeks of the Giants season, what number Mike Kafka wore on the sideline, or what Aaron Glenn played for the Jets as Jets jersey. He didn't put on 31 and go coach the Jets. You show up with any colored sweatshirt that's not green at a protest, and you still coach, and you force somebody from that league to go put it on your back, and then you argue back that I've already requested not to be the Eagles. I lived this life. My daughter was a Met last year in Teeple.
Wow.
I was able to assist and coach only on Saturdays. Looking forward to the full season this year. Thanks for taking those hours, Big Mac. And in that spot, I was handed a Met hat. And do you know where the Met hat went? The dumpster at the school the day I had it. Never once did I wear the color orange. I even didn't wear Giants blue to anything because I didn't want it to be misconstrued in any way. I wore black, I wore gray, and at no point did I allow my daughter to do a 1-2-3 Mets when in her breaking huddle with the team.
What did she do?
She called them Team Orange because that's what I taught her. Wow. And that's what you're supposed to do, and it's pathetic to put on an Eagle jersey and coach the Eagles. That Chris, ashamed of yourself.
That is great fathering, by the way.
Thank you, because I know what I'm doing as a dad.
I can't hear you, buddy.
Oh, that's right. I have to put his mic up. Yeah. Funny. Ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Do you know how to put your mic on, Chris?
Yes, my mic is on.
Oh, wait. No, that's the different one.
Yeah.
There you go.
God help you. He might be a good father. He's a terrible board operator.
Not worse than you, bro.
Not worse than me. Worse than me, bro. Are you done yet, you child? Because I didn't hear a father. I heard a child. I heard a little infant crying about what the entire town put on you. This is ridiculous. I am the father. I coached the team.
Uh-huh.
We got the jersey. It doesn't say Hurts on the back or Barkley on the back or Randall Cunningham on the back. It says Eagles. I went to Cary High School. I was a Seahawk. Should I have asked Cary to change it because I hate the Seahawks because Sean Alexander ran all over the Giants? Mm. Have you ever had an Eagle on your fantasy football team?
Chris,
Have you ever rooted for an Eagle to score a touchdown to win you money?
No.
Never. You've never drafted an Eagle. You're so full of crap.
Nope.
You absolutely have. You're so full of crap. For money, you're willing to do things you won't do for your children.
Have you heard of an emotional hedge, Chris?
Yeah, no. An emotional hedge? What the hell does that mean?
That means
I know what an emotional hedge is.
That means last year in the Super Bowl, I bet Saquon to score a touchdown. I wasn't rooting for it, but I've happened to win money on it.
Also, money's okay. Children, no good. Money, I'm willing to root for the Eagles. Children, I cannot.
Yes.
And I'm not rooting for the Eagles. And we didn't go Eagles. I said that in the clip. I refuse to say go Eagles. I forget what we did. Honestly, I don't remember. And I had 2 years of it. I had 2 years of it.
Go football.
The tight football I had my son.
That's even worse that you had 2 years of it.
2 years of it.
Because your first year experience, I'm assuming.
I'm not going to the Warwick Flag Football League.
Why not?
And saying my name is Chris McMonagall and I won't put on an Eagles jersey. What's wrong with you?
If you're going to pull the, do you know who I am?
That's what I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
We didn't say go
Eagles. We didn't say go Eagles. We didn't run the Philly special. We didn't do any of that crap.
Chris.
The shirt said Eagles. It is not a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Chris, you're embarrassing.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to the Warwick Flag Football League commissioner?
Yes.
Chris, who do you think this guy is? He's not actually Goodell. He works at Stop and Shop.
Who do I think I am to go there and make demands of anyone?
Yes, it's all you say. Hey, listen, I'm a big Giant fan,
First of all,
as you know.
I wasn't the head coach. I was the assistant head coach. And I'm not telling anyone we can't do anything, except we did not say go Eagles.
But that's your problem. That you're spineless. You have no backbone.
No.
You're afraid to tell a guy who's insignificant, who's just looking to get by and fill out a little
I'm not afraid to wear letters on my shirt because I'm some sort of weirdo.
Chris.
Who cares? I'm well-versed in who I am, what I root for, and what kind of person I am. And I don't need to hide the fact that I would ever don an Eagles jersey because I'm a Giant fan. Who gives a damn?
You're a sad
shirt. It's a shirt that I wore for my children's sake.
Why did you wear the shirt?
What?
Did you think they would have forcibly removed you from the sideline for wearing a regular sweatshirt?
No, because I wanted to be on the team with my sons.
You wanted to be on the team?
Well, I wanted to be part of the team.
Part of the team?
Yes.
Head coaches don't wear jerseys.
He's an assistant coach.
They provided the jerseys. So I wore it.
So you know what you do with that jersey?
What do I do with it?
You clean your car.
Oh, clean my car with it. I don't know where the hell it is now, but the idea that a Giant fan can't understand himself enough to go put on a shirt that says anything else. I don't give a damn what it says, what team it is. And again, it is not an Eagles jersey. I am not wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
All right, Chris. So if your son plays Little League next year, you're the manager and they hand you the Red Sox hat, you put it on?
Yes. Wow, this is a real tough one. Yes, you dope. Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, why? Wow.
What happened to you, man?
It's not the Boston Red Sox. It's the Warwick Red Sox.
You work a week and a half with Craig, and you really don't care about sports anymore.
I did this two years ago. I care about my children.
Okay, I mean, I care about mine, and
they do better. Well, I'm just saying. Okay,
and you know, my kid doesn't say that.
But I'm saying, for fantasy purposes, for betting purposes,
your son thinks
it's okay to root for the Eagles. And but when it comes to your son or your daughter or your children, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. That's where you draw the line as a Giant fan. That's where you draw the line.
Yes, okay. Your kids are now growing up in a house where they think it's okay to support the Eagles, and I want you to live with that, and I want you to understand that.
It's not okay to support the Eagles. They are the enemy when we watch them on TV.
Do they know this?
And yes, they know they're the enemy. But listen,
I've been on record with this.
Let's see how this goes. For Christmas this year, my son got a Josh Allen jersey.
Okay.
We are not Bills fans. We don't root for the Bills. But he's wearing a Josh Allen jersey because he likes Josh Allen. Because he plays Madden and he likes Josh Allen. And I'm not going to tell him. I'm not going to be one of those people who are like, we do nothing but Giants around here. And, oh, what does that hat say? Red Sox Met? We're throwing it in the trash. Hell, let's burn it on. Let's burn it.
Crash.
Let's set it on fire.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Chris, all you had to do was go to the Dopey Commissioner. Really wouldn't have cared anyway, and just said, can we be the Jaguars?
No, absolutely
and they would have set
not.
You up fine.
Absolutely not.
You know what's going to happen now?
What's going to happen
now? Craig is
going
to go to the Commissioner and always make sure that you are the coach of the
football team. I have no problem wearing anything. I would wear a Cowboys thing. I would wear an Eagles thing.
No,
It is not the NFL. I am not supporting the Dallas Cowboys. I am not a Cowboy fan. I'm secure enough in my own fandom to know what I am and what I'm not.
Here's what you do. You show up next game day.
Yeah.
Shirt and tie.
Okay, yeah, let's Chris. But then I'm Tom Landry.
Doesn't matter.
I'm supporting the Cowboys' history.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Chris, I know is 2 weeks ago, the Bayshore Little League Commissioner came up to me and said, I just want to make sure if the last year's blunder, are the Mariners okay? And I said, fine.
Think about a guy who you said you tried to belittle by saying he works at the supermarket or whatever. It's not comment. Nothing
my dad
wrong
did
with
forever.
It. That's you kind of put the connotation on it that he's not a real commissioner. He's the guy who stocks the shelves.
Because you acted like he was good.
No. I acted like he's a guy who's taking time out of his own personal life to run a league, and the last thing he needs is a headache from me to say you have to make sure I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that. Otherwise, I won't coach, and you go find somebody else to coach the Tyke Eagles.
Chris.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Chris, how many teams
you're
are in the league? How many teams are in the league? Just real quick, last point.
Yes.
How many teams?
For the little, for the guys.
Just give me six teams? Four teams? What
are you talking
about?
Something like that. Four, six.
Okay.
Last year, the Dolphins beat the Saints in the championship last year, and we were champions as the Dolphins.
So it wouldn't have been
okay
that big a stretch.
Dolphins?
Yes, it wouldn't have been that big a stretch to say make us the Dolphins. You lost, you're pathetic, and that's fine.
Okay. Whatever you say. I think I acquitted myself quite well here.
First of all, it's a good argument. Tiki and I will decide. I thought you guys did a great job. Big Mac, excellent work.
Thank you. Right, just saying.
Thank you.
You know, You're allowed to have hated rivals and still wear like
you.
Like I grew up in Franklin Square, right?
So sensitive.
Now I know why we got nothing out of Manfred from Chris.
Well, listen, I grew up in Cary High School, right? The bitter enemy was the Garden City Trojans. Okay. I still use them in my 20s. I mean, there's no problem. I mean, I didn't go to lambskin because I hated the Trojans.
That's a good line.
It took a minute to get that. I got it.
I've had it outside, and I didn't use it in the argument. And I'm like, I'm not leaving without using it.
That's amazing.
You will be judged in absentia, but thanks for still coming.
Good argument.
See you back.
No, good argument, Big Mac, because I got to be honest with you. When I heard it, where the hell are you? When I heard it live, you were dead to me. But I thought you made a really good argument, and you may have changed my opinion. Mm. But Tiki Barber, your thoughts on this?
Look, I think the easy answer is to do what I said. Even if you do look like Tom Landry, put a sweater on instead of a coat jacket. Jacket and tie, or shirt and tie. And that way you look very professional. I'm taking my job serious. My buddy Greg Jensen, who coaches hockey, he does this. He dresses up sometimes. Wore a tie, then they lost, so he had to not stop wearing a tie. Look the part of the coach. Forget the colors. Doesn't matter the team.
Yeah.
You are just the coach. That's the easy way. Now, with that being said, there is no way you're putting on an Eagles jersey.
Wow.
No chance in hell.
Wow.
You can do that and claim you're a Giants fan. No way.
He's convicted, Big Mac.
No chance. You just can't.
Yeah.
Because it's NFL sponsored. So it's not like this is just some bootlegged version of the NFL Eagles. This is the Eagles stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is representative of the Philadelphia Eagles. I can throw on a Jet jersey because I don't hate the Jets.
No, you don't.
I live in Florham Park. I run by Park Avenue over there half the time. So I don't hate the Jets. So when I wore the Breece Hall, wherever it is, the Breece Hall jersey, it's like, that was just cool. And he's a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he signed it for me. It's awesome. No way I would ever put on an Eagle jersey.
Yeah. Wow. Tiki convicting Big Mac. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, and Big Mac made a great argument, but he's still wrong. Here's what I would have done, and maybe I'm not as extreme as Sean, but I'll get that opportunity this year because they do sometimes give you real teams in Little League. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let my kid play for the Yankees. We have a no-trade clause.
There you go.
And so what I would do is I'd say, I'm going to give you a choice. Choice one is, we're not the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Choice two is, my son's going to another team. And the good news is my kids, especially Jet, when it comes to the Mets and the Yankees, is convicted enough to wear, he'll take care of it. Right. He won't want to wear the Yankee jersey. So I kind of agree. And by the way, let's say I lose and there's nothing I could do. Your kid's either out of the Little League or he has to be a Yankee. Of course, I'll allow him to be a Yankee. It's his choice. I'll let him decide. But the one thing I won't do is put a freaking Yankee hat or Yankee shirt on.
No chance.
I ain't doing that.
Because you're a man, Evan. You're a man. But you know, you don't want to inconvenience the guy who doesn't care what teams or kids are on either. And that was the worst excuse. I couldn't believe he said that.
Yeah. Well.
And wants to be on the team. How sad, living through his kids vicariously.
So we have convicted Big Mac. Now, the problem is we have no jurisdiction to do anything about it. He doesn't work for our show, so
right.
He just has to live with the scarlet letter that we decided he committed a crime against sports manity. And I guess it's up to you guys out there on how you now view Big Mac.
Yeah, since this is our turf, anytime he comes into our country, our show, yeah. He is in jail.
Yeah, he's a he's a convicted, like, fan manatee, eagle, whatever, yes. Whenever he's around here.
But I could also see he does not like Sean questioning his fandom.
Wow.
There's a rivalry between Sean and Big Mac, and I'll tell you what it's about. It's a childish thing, but it's clear. They root mostly for the same teams.
Yeah.
And true. Sometimes
Yankees, Giants.
Giants and Yankees are the Kings, and obviously the Rangers as well. But I've always said this about presidents. Former presidents tend to get along better with those of the other party. It's always been true.
Is that?
Because there's no rivalry. Both sides already don't, like, they don't get along, but like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton don't have a great relationship. Why, you ask? Because there's a rivalry on who's the more beloved Democratic president.
Who was the better Democrat?
Meanwhile,
who was the first black president?
That's right, because Bill Clinton still thinks it was him.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, George W. Bush gets along better with Clinton or Obama. So there's always this cross-party thing.
That might
thing.
Be because of Bush.
Yeah, he's just a good dude.
He's just a good dude.
Okay, I'll go back further. There was always talk that Dwight Eisenhower and John Kennedy got along really well. Mm. So there's always this cross-party thing, and I think with their fandoms, there's just a rivalry. Mm. Like, Big Max thinks he's the Yankee Giant guy, and Sean thinks he's the Yankee Giant guy.
What about Abraham Lincoln and James Buchanan?
That's a different world. That one. I mean, Lincoln had to start a party.
Right.
So I don't know if I count that one. So I think there's a giant Yankee rivalry between the two of you. And when Big Mac feels attacked, when you're attacking his fandom, because he's like, I'm a better fan than you. And you're like, I'm a better fan than you. And it's like an ugly scene. You guys get a league, you're friends, don't get me wrong. But there's like that rivalry on fandom between the two of you.
Yeah, I never felt the insecurity, but if he does, I mean, I guess it just says a lot about him and his fandom. So,
all right, there you go. Sean's got to get the last word in.
As always.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.